Module 11, After the Session, Part 2. One of the most important business tools is being able to provide feedback and constructive criticism to your employees. As a manager, part of your job is to ensure every employee performs to their highest potential. You provide guidance, feedback, and the occasional criticism to help them succeed and continue to improve. Don't lose sight of the reason for giving constructive criticism, which is to help the employee grow. After the session, don't lose focus of what you set out to accomplish together. Remember the action plan, the goal set, and don't forget to follow up. Focus on the future. Past events and past performances are just that, in the past. One of the points of constructive criticism is to move forward and look to the future for improvements. Focus on what can be done or be changed now rather than what did or didn't happen before now. This is the time for you and the employee to create a plan of action and potential goals the employee can do to change what is currently wrong. Plan on future strategies that are solution-oriented. Forget what may have happened before and look toward a better tomorrow. Measuring results. When conducting a follow-up session, decide how improvement and growth should be measured. Based upon the tasks being completed, different forms of evaluations can be done. Decide what task your employee was in charge of doing and review what they were supposed to be working on. In many cases, written evaluations can be helpful, but sometimes managers choose to drop in and witness the employee at work. However you decide to complete it, the employee deserves to have their results and progress reevaluated periodically and told how they are measuring up. Sample ways of measuring results. Secret shopper surveys. Personal one-on-one meetings, written evaluations or reviews, personal monitoring and observance. Was the action plan followed? Think back on what action plan you and the employee decided upon. Review the tasks that were outlined together as well as goals and objectives that were set. Analyze if the employee is on track with the plan and what tasks they completed at a certain point in time. Did they follow the plan or stray from it? Did they maintain their timeline goals? Are they showing improvement that would come with completion of the action plan? These are all points that should be evaluated before confronting the employee directly. Once you have had a chance to review their progress on your own, schedule a follow-up meeting and see if and where they are having trouble meeting their goals. Discuss any roadblocks they may have hit or resources they can use to get back on track. Points of the action plan to review for improvement. What plan of action was decided upon? What goals were set? What specific tasks were outlined for improvement? Was there a timeline in place? Was it reasonable? If improvement is not seen, then what? After the employee has had time to work their action plan and you've held a follow-up meeting, what do you do when you find out there hasn't been any improvement? First, the manager and employee should attempt to rework or rethink their action and goal plans. Do corrections or alterations need to be made? Does the employee need a different course of action? As a manager, provide additional training and support, previously mentioned, to give the employee an extra boost. Ask what you can do to help them be more successful. After a new plan of action has been made, release the employee out on their own again. Let them know you will meet on a regular basis to review their progress and how they are doing on the job. Helpful tips. Identify several areas that are lacking improvement and how that can be changed. Provide additional support and opportunities. As a last resort, outline the possible consequences for a lack of improvement over time. Case study. Rona has performed some evaluations on one of her employees, Penny. When they last spoke, Penny was having trouble in customer service and was told how and when to improve her skills. Rona had sent in a few secret shoppers to test her new skills, and Rona also made several personal observations over time. Rona was very impressed that Penny had followed her action plan and improved several points of her personal customer service. Rona held a follow-up meeting with Penny to congratulate her on her progress and let her know what a great job she had been doing. Rona felt that since the last action plan was a success, there was no need to create a new plan. She told Penny to keep up the good work and to keep her in mind if she needed help. Module 11, Question 1. What is one way for a manager and employee to focus on the future? Mark their calendars for special days. Review the employee file for old mistakes. Create strategies that will help them improve a current situation. Make New Year's resolutions. Module 11, Question 2. Why are past actions not considered for future strategies? They happened too long ago. People make mistakes. They weren't recorded in employee records. It takes too much time to look them up. Module 11, Question 3. What is one form of measuring employee results? Survey cards in the mail, conference call with the employee, brief email or office memo, written employee evaluation. Module 11, Question 4. Why is it important to measure an employee's results after a constructive criticism meeting? To measure the effectiveness of the action plan the employee is on, to see if the employee is ready to quit, to decide if the employee made the right choice of goals, to prepare for another constructive criticism meeting. Module 11, Question 5. What is one aspect of the action plan that can be evaluated for success? Did the employee come to work on time? Were their goals met? When did the employee start the action plan? Did the employee take any time off? Module 11, Question 6. What should the manager do if the action plan was not followed? Resend the action plan to the employee as a reminder. Give the employee a warning that they are off schedule. Offer additional support to help the employee stay on track. Scrap the current plan and make a whole new action plan. Module 11, Question 7. A list of blank should only be mentioned as a last resort for lack of improvement. Alternate action plans. Possible consequences. Employee evaluations, promotions available. Module 11, Question 8. What is one thing a manager can do if improvement is not seen from the employee? Reevaluate the action plan. Find out what the employee is doing wrong. Repeat the action plan. Find out what the manager is doing wrong. Module 11, Question 9. What was one way Rona measured Penny's results? Routine written evaluation, video surveillance, sent her a personal survey and checklist to complete, using a secret shopper. Module 11, Question 10. What was the main purpose for Rona's follow-up meeting with Penny? To fire Penny, to tell her she needed to try harder, to commend her great progress, to tell her who the secret shopper was.